Under the new law that went into effect in September, judges and bail commissioners now have to consider what a defendant could reasonably afford when setting bail. The law was trying to achieve two big goals. One, to prevent people's lives from being ruined by sitting in jail before actually being convicted of a crime just because they're too poor to make bail. Second, to make sure the public stays safe by still holding people who are dangerous. But law enforcement officials say bail reform hasn't achieved the second goal. One of those officials is Goffstown Police Chief Robert Brown. He says one case in particular comes to mind.
Certainly this most recent case with Gedney kind of brings to light some of the major shortfalls or challenges as a result of that bail reform.
In March, Goffstown Police picked up 36-year-old Matthew Gedney on charges of prowling and resisting arrest. They found he had several outstanding misdemeanor and felony warrants in multiple towns across New Hampshire. But they didn't hold him in jail. Gedney was let go on zero cash bail. Brown blames bail reform for his release, and he says he knew it wasn't the last they'd hear of Gedney.
And then he went ahead and allegedly committed the crimes in Alexandria that we know that resulted in a state police SWAT team call out.
On the same day Gedney was due to arrive in court on his charges in Goffstown, he was arrested in Alexandria on charges of breaking into a home and stealing cash at gunpoint. Since bail reform has gone into effect, police say they're caught up in this pattern of picking up the same repeat offenders. Those like Matthew Gedney who are released without bail and then skip out on their court dates. Dan Conley is the prosecutor for the Goffstown Police Department.
We know what the spirit of this was. You know, we feel the same way. We do not want to hold people that don't need to be held, but we want the ability to hold people that need to be held.
Under bail reform, judges and bail commissioners can hold a defendant without bail, but prosecutors or law enforcement have to prove that an individual is dangerous. Conley says in the past, prosecutors could argue that someone using drugs could be considered dangerous.
I would always look at their drug history, their drug abuse. If I have a defendant that's in front of me that I know we've been responding to his house for overdoses, not only is that a danger to the community, but also he's a danger to himself.
But now drug use can't be the sole reason someone is held without bail. This is to keep people from sitting in jail because they have a substance use disorder. Tufton Borough Police Chief Andrew Shigori worked with lawmakers to represent law enforcement while the reforms were written. He says there's been poor and inconsistent training among judges and bail commissioners, which led to confusion on how to interpret the law. One example being how to determine affordability when setting bail.
It's not affordability based upon a financial affidavit. It's based upon what they say they can pay that at that moment. And that I don't think is right because there's no incentive for people to show up if it's too low.
But reform advocates say some of the blame lies with police chiefs who haven't trained their officers effectively on bail reform either. These criticisms have pushed lawmakers to create new legislation to clarify the language in the original bill. The ACLU of New Hampshire supports that effort, but it argues bail reform has been successful so far.
Anytime you have a new law, particularly one as comprehensive as bail reform, it takes a while for a new law to be broadly understood and for there to be consensus as to how to implement it.
Jeannie Haruska is the political director of the ACLU of New Hampshire. She says even with some initial confusion, there have been early success stories showing how bail reform is working. The ACLU has anecdotes, like that of a New Hampshire mother who says she stole groceries from Market Basket because she couldn't afford them and had a newborn son. Before, she might have had to wait in jail for her court date, but instead she was released without bail on the promise that she would show up for court. This allowed her to keep custody of her son. Haruska says more people should be released under bail reform.
It improves society at large when we stop using incarceration to solve what are really other social issues like homelessness and substance use disorders. But obviously incarceration has been a go-to answer for governments across our country for decades.
The number of people held pretrial has decreased in jails across the state. This includes Valley Street Jail in Manchester. That jail's population of pretrial inmates has been on a slow decline in the past few years, but it's dropped by almost 40% since bail reform went into effect. Hillsborough County Corrections Superintendent David Dion has even proposed a budget decrease for the next fiscal year. but Dion says the sharp decline in inmates is really just shifting the costs onto other agencies.
I'm not seeing it because they're getting arrested and released, not being brought here. So that's why it's reduced mine. I have no problem with that. But again, your resources on the outside, the police, the sheriff, the courts, that's quadrupling the caseload now.
There has been an increase in caseloads in Hillsborough County, but the county attorney's office says that can't be directly attributed to bail reform. They say their attorneys are already overworked, and they don't have the time to track data that might show a correlation between an increased caseload and bail reform. The lack of data makes it difficult to determine whether bail reform has been successful, outside of the anecdotes and perspectives from law enforcement and the ACLU. Under new legislation, lawmakers have proposed ways to collect better data and clear up the confusion surrounding bail reform. The bill has support from the ACLU and from law enforcement officials like Andrew Shigori.
I'm optimistic. I know I sound pessimistic, but I'm actually optimistic through the work, and there's compromise on both sides to get something that is better than what we had.